Going to put you in 2005 for the first 20 minutes here on Time Travel. My name's Chris Searle. Thanks for listening.
magic is lost. 'Cause you had a bad day.
Daniel Powter from 2005 with Bad Day. Before that, we had Weezer. And we started off with Talking Heads, of course. My name is Chris Earle. It is time travel. The 6th of May. I'm broadcasting from the past for the future, which is now. And you're listening. Figure that out.
This is Stash. I don't believe in time, and I don't believe we exist. Nevertheless, I listen to time travel. On WMFO, Medford. Time travel with Chris. Listen every Wednesday, every day.
I want a trip inside your head. Spend the day there to hear the things you haven't said and see what you might see. I wanna hear you when you call. Do you feel anything at all? I wanna see your thoughts take shape.
That was U2 with Miracle Drug. Next is The White Stripes, 2005, Time Travel.
You're beautiful, it's true.
is James Blunt getting all creepy with your beautiful.
You can do your part and fight the Illuminati by listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford with Chris Earle, Time Travel.
Life is brilliant.
What? Was I too early? Oh, sorry. Should I? Do you want to start over or keep going? Okay. Now? Now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You're pitiful. It's true. Never had a date that you couldn't inflate. And you smell repulsive too. What a bummer being you. Well, you just can't dance and forget romance. Everybody you know still calls you party pants, but you'll always have a job.
Weird Al with You're Pitiful. Now I'm going to bring you to 1977.
Letting it all hang out. She's a brick house. Oh, like Lady Stack. Amazon. The clothes she wear, her sexy ways, make a old man wish for younger days. Yeah, yeah. She knows she's built and knows how to please. Show enough. It all hang out, eh? Brick house. I like laying a stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back now. I shook a car, shook it down 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 now. I shook a car, shook it down.
Taking a bad step.
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I used to be alone in a crowd. But now you look around these days, there seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Us peppers are an interesting breed. An original taste is what we need. Ask any pepper and he'll say,
only Dr. Pepper tastes that way.
I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
Come on!
Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
Right.
David Naughton from the short-lived sitcom from 1979, Making It. I actually met him at a convention a couple of times. And I said, I loved Making It. I loved the show. I watched it every Friday when it was on ABC, I believe it was. And he said, you're the one. Time travel here with you until 7 p.m.
I don't like the look of this.
Together, you waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering.
Dolly Parton with Here You Come Again. I met her at the airport in Atlanta in the early 2000s, and yes, she had fabulous boobs.
My friends, do you remember standing in front of the mirror before you go to Narcissus? Slicking back your hair, getting your white shirt on, and knowing that you would go down to Kenmore Square, down there, play the Gap Band in your tape deck. I love it. I miss it. The Gap Band. On WMFO with Chris Earle, Time Travel. I'm Agent Stosh. I love you, Peter.
Again. beans to win.
Know what preservation means to me? It means homemade jelly with caps on tight. It means a piece of ancient paper sealed under glass. It means look, but don't touch. When it comes to the great outdoors, there's too much of this preservation, this non-use of wilderness. What we need is more conservation, the wise use of our natural resources. Join in the conservation efforts of the National Rifle Association and your local NRA club. America the Beautiful is too great not to be enjoyed.
Keep it warm.
You can do your part and fight the Illuminati by listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford with Chris Earl, Time Travel.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Ooh. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Earth beings, keep your devices tuned to Chris Earl. 91.5 WMFO Medford at the coordinates. There's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as travel. We don't exist. Nevertheless, listen.
Man, I'd love to whistle like that. The Steve Miller Band with Jungle Love. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Commercial before that from Mounds and Almond Joy. Bee Gees, You Should Be Dancing, the NRA. And then Fleetwood Mac before that. I'm going to put you in 1962 again, just like last week, with Bobby Sox, then some Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks, Dean Martin, The Beatles, Harry Belafonte, Nancy Wilson, The Shirleys, and Frank Sinatra and Smokey Robinson. All coming up, 1962, Time Travel.
Mop a thumb, 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 mop a thumb
I'd like you to meet now a gentleman who I've had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing two or three times before, the 2,000-year-old man.
Hello there.
Hi,
how
sir.
Are you?
How are
yes,
you?
It's good to see you.
You know, many people still do not believe that you are 2,000 years old, but it has been authenticated.
Yes, it has, certainly.
You are that.
I have a birth certificate in the land of Og. But I don't carry my birth certificate around.
Why?
Because it's a bolded, it's inscribed on
it. Oh, I see, yes. Well, that can't carry would be that. Cumbersome.
No, credit cards, that's enough.
Yes, sir. Yes. Are there any more secrets you're ready to divulge about why and how to live 2,000 years?
Well, one of the big things that's kept me rolling along singing a song is garlic.
Garlic has
yes.
kept you alive? How can garlic keep you alive?
Well, garlic keeps you alive because, well, you know how you die, don't you? The scientific reason how you die is that the angel of death, see, rings your apartment bell and you let him in and bang, you know.
Comes
in and says, okay, Murray, this is it.
And so how does garlic help?
Usually comes at night, right?
Yes.
So before I'll retire, I'll eat myself a nice pound and a half of garlic. Then I lay down in bed, and I pull up my crazy quilt. And I'll starting to retire and snore.
And how does the garlic help?
Well, the angel of death, you know, comes in. He comes over to me, taps me on the shoulder. I say, who is it? And usually he goes, whoa! He takes
out.
Right off.
I
He's
see.
Out the door. That's
well, that's an interesting theory.
Sure. You know about the kiss of death, right?
Yes.
Sure, he's not
going
to kiss me. I'm full of garlic.
I see. Sir, what did you do 2,000 years ago to entertain each other?
I broke a wing.
Well, no, were there any?
Oh,
were there comedians?
Oh, sure. We,
do you remember any of them?
No.
2,000 years ago?
Primitive days. Let me see. I remember one comedian gave us some laugh. Boy, we were hysterical.
Who was he?
Gave us some good laugh. Murray the Nut.
What did he do?
Oh, did he give us a laugh? A tiger came in the cave one afternoon, sauntered in, uninvited, naturally. Nobody asked for a tiger to walk in on you, right? Tiger came in and Murray, you know, the joker, the tumbler, you know, the nut, he jumps up and he grabs the tiger by the tail and goes, and he went, yaha, yaha, yaha. And the tiger turned around and ate him up in a minute. And did we get hysterical? We were laughing.
Well, that's
that
very...
That was the best joke we ever had.
Well, sir, that's not very funny. That's
well, what did we have? RKOs, then? That's all we had.
Yeah, but, I mean, that I would consider that...
That was the best we had. Murray took a tiger.
That was entertainment.
Yes.
But I would consider that in the realm of tragedy rather than comedy. How do you differentiate between tragedy...
Your point of view. To me, tragedy, if it is... If I'll cut my finger, that's tragedy. It bleeds and I'll cry and I'll run around and I'll go into Mount Sinai for a day and a half. I'm very nervous about it. And to me, comedy is if you walk into an open sewer and die. What do I care? That's comedy.
I see. That's your definition.
My finger is important.
I see. You have seen many stage presentations in the 2,000 years since the Greeks. Sir, what is the best and most interesting stage play you ever saw?
Oh, it's the Sense Talking. Antony and Cleopatra. Can't
Which
beat
one?
It. You can't beat
that's
it.
That's the one that Shakespeare wrote.
What wrote? No wrote. Life, real life. I walked up in Egypt there and there was Cleopatra and Antony. We all took a look at them. That was the play.
That was the original cast.
Yes, the original cast, right. We saw that.
But that, I mean, but that wasn't a play. You weren't allowed to.
We were allowed. They knew they were a hit. They let people see them kiss.
They sold tickets to that?
Well, they didn't sell tickets. You put a few drachmas in the pot when you went in.
And really? And did you know Cleopatra?
Lovely woman.
How old? Was she really 21 when she died?
Get out of here, 21. What are you, a nut?
How old was she?
86, a nice age.
But why does history have it that she was 21?
History, they cook it up. She didn't die from an asp either.
What did she die
No,
from?
Sir. You know, with the snake, with no. that nonsense.
What was
a
it?
A stroke. Had a stroke. Oh. They rushed her to the hospital pyramid, you know?
Yes.
And they pushed her around a little bit, and she said, and died.
That was a lot
yes.
of words.
Yeah.
You have been around a lot, sir. Medicine must intrigue you.
Yes, I happen to be a physician myself.
You were a doctor?
Oh, sorry, I was a doctor for over 100 years.
Well, why did
I
you
I liked
quit?
That for a while.
Why did you
I
quit?
Didn't know it would be popular again on TV. I would stuck with it. But, you know.
What did you have to know to be a doctor in those days?
The main thing you had to know was to say, I think he's dead. You take a finger and put it in their nose. And if they didn't say, hey, you take your finger out of my nose, they're dead, right? That's how you found out.
Sir, you must have known many great men in your time. Many great men.
I knew the great and the near great.
Sir, did you know Rembrandt van Rijn?
We called him Rembrandt.
You knew him?
Yes. You know, Rembrandt was one of the first to use the roller.
What? How could you possibly? The roller, you mean the
roller? The little roller, yes.
No.
Only for the background. Rembrandt didn't eat much. You know, he used to... money always went for paint, and the money always went for paint. Occasional girl, and then paint. And a paint, and paint, and then a girl, then paint, and a girl, then paint, and then for a long time, just girls.
How about Michelangelo? Did you ever...
How about him?
Is that all you care to say about
him?
Yeah,
nice fella. Used to come in the store once in a while.
Michelangelo was one of your customers.
Oh, a big customer.
Did he ever pay you off in a piece of art?
No, I used to cuff him a lot.
What? You know, oh, really?
Put him on a cuff,
Did you think of taking a piece of...
Those painters never had money.
Well, didn't you think of taking a piece of his art? It would be worth...
I thought it stunk. Who knew?
Why did you
I would have gladly
that?
Taken it.
Why did you think that?
Of course, there's all people flying around, you know. It wasn't like a nice picture of somebody on a pony. It wasn't nice.
They were naked, too.
Yes, and they're naked. You can't hang a naked in your living room.
They do now.
Now they're modern and dirty. And then we were clean and cute.
Sir, have you ever been asked to spy?
I spied for Washington.
For our country?
Yes, for the father of our country, President George Washington. I not only was a spy for George, I was a counter spy.
I don't understand that.
Well, we had a little restaurant in Valley Forge. I worked the counter and listened. See? The counter spy, you know?
I see.
Every once in a while.
Who did you listen to?
A Hessian would come in under this, you know, and I'd listen. You could hear that. I knew it was a Hessian. Right?
I see.
I would tell George, a Hessian. Come out. They give him a smack in the head, and that's it, you know?
You were very close to the whole revolution, weren't you?
Yes.
Did you know Benedict Arnold?
I knew him and I despised him.
Because he was a traitor?
No, because he told me... he told me he was going to meet me that night, and I had a date.
Did you know he was a traitor?
The same night he was supposed to bring a girl for me, he goes and betrays his country.
That's terrible. Sir, you have... Do you know the origin of some of our sports? Are you interested in sports at all?
Well, tennis is a heck of a game.
When did tennis first start? In England, didn't it?
No, way before England. Tennis started in Egypt.
How did it... Did somebody invent it?
No.
Or was it accidental?
In Egypt, then, there used to be skunks. Skunk would walk around near your pyramid. You take a stick, bang, and hit him away, right?
Yes.
Have to hit him next to somebody else's pyramid. You don't want a skunk. Bang, hits him back to you. Well, you give the skunk, bang, another shot. Bang, bang, bang. That was tennis.
I see. People used to sit and watch that.
Right. Then you jump over the skunk and shake hands. You know,
the
one finally where it finally ends up.
How did they get the term racket? Why did they call it a tennis racket?
Oh, that came because of Egypt. They used catgut. Cats. There were many cats in Egypt. See, that's where they get the term racket.
How?
Well, when you start taking the guts out of a cat, that's some racket. You want to hear a racket?
Yes.
They swing pretty good.
I see.
They don't give you their guts so easily, you know. That's where the term racket.
Yeah, I see. Sir, you have vacationed, I guess, all over the world.
Yes, I love vacations. I love to take a nice holiday.
Favorite resort of all?
Europe. I keep a locker in Europe.
What advice would you give to the youth of the world to make this a peaceful, happy world?
Well, I would say to the children of the world, listen to your mother and your father. Listen to your grandmother and your grandfather. Listen to an aunt, to an uncle. Listen to a smart niece. Listen to a good-looking cousin. And mainly, listen to your heart. And listen to your watch. Listen to your fountain pen. Listen to your inkwell. But never, never, ever listen to a fellow come over to you with pointy teeth. You know why? Because that's Dracula. And I don't want you to listen to him. He's no good. Now, goodbye and good luck.
W.M.F.
Gal is like a racehorse, I play her to win.